Excuse me. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11573. The application of number 3 Bayberry Properties LLC and Charles F. Zeller seeking a variance for a reduction in the front yard and side yard setback based on section 115-34B and section 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Property is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being west of Bayberry Lane, approximately 1,100 feet south of Cedar Road, and being more specifically Lot 55 and part of Lot 56, Block H, within Keenwick subdivision. 911 address was not available. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential. Tax map ID is District 533, map 20.13, parcel number 47. Now, gentlemen, this application, to be more specific, they're requesting a 4.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling, a 4.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for steps and landings, and a 4.7-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling. On this application, we received no letters of support, one letter in opposition, and 3 mail returns. The letter of opposition was received earlier today, making reference to the short title of the application. States that property owners on the adjacent lot 53 and 54 and gives the address. We feel we must object to this application for a variance. These setback requirements are in place to ensure the safety of the neighborhood as well as the consistency of its appearance. In addition, we feel that since this is at 75 feet, a slightly larger lot than many on this street, there should be no reason nor need to build a dwelling so large as to be unable to comply with the setback requirements currently in place. In conclusion, we strongly request you deny this application for these setback variances, and it's signed James R. Langdon II and Margaret S. Landon.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lang.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lake, I didn't get lot 53 and what one?
53 and 54.
And 54?
Yep, 53 and 54.
Okay.
Good evening.
Okay, sir, you need to go up here and be sworn in, if you would, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sandra Zeiler, 29748 Lakewood Drive, Millsboro.
Thank you.
Charles Zeiler, 29748 Lakewood Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to the council. My wife will review the request, Sandra.
All right, thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. We are requesting a variance on the lot that we purchased in Keenwick on the Bay. The 911 address is 38316. We have obtained that. And we're requesting a variance of 4 feet, 7 inches on the front and 4 feet, 7 inches on the north side. The uniqueness of the property, it's true that it's a larger, well, let me put it this way. The lots in Keenwick on the Bay were for the most part developed in the 1960s, and most of them are 50 by 100, which is really small. Now, we were fortunate. We lived there early and before, sold that home and moved to Millsboro, and then we were able to buy this somewhat larger lot in Keenwick on the Bay about a year and a half ago. And it's approximately 75 by 100. So while it's true that it is a somewhat larger lot than many of the lots back there, it's still not a big lot. It's shallow and it's narrow, and the 100 feet that runs from the front to the back, some of that property is actually in the canal. It's a canal front lot in that development. So that's what makes it unique. Can it otherwise be developed? Yes, you could build a smaller property there, but we don't want to. There's been no exceptional difficulty created, you know, in the character of the lot. Will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Not at all. In fact, there have been a number of smaller homes in that community that have been torn down and larger homes have been built. There are a number of homes that have been given, the Homeowners Association for Kemah on the Bay has slightly less stringent setback requirements than does Sussex County. And we have a letter which we submitted when we put in our application, which I hope you have, from Ed Brady, who is the chairman of the HOA for Kemah on the Bay. And that committee has, in fact, approved our site plan for the building of this house, because even though it's a little bit of a variance from Sussex County, it's still, well, it's within. We're not asking for a variance at all from Kemah on the Bay. It would meet the requirements of other homes in the property, in the community. That the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. That's true. If we're able to get this variance, it would just simply make our home the size of the garage that we need. It's a summer home. It's a vacation home intended to accommodate a number of extended families. So that's why it's a fairly decent size. But it's still not the biggest one in the community. I don't really have anything else to say. Happy to entertain your questions.
All right, we'll see. We'll start with Mr. Rickards. Do you have any questions?
Okay, this home is your proposed home, correct?
Pardon?
This is what you proposed on this?
Yes, that okay. Site plan is the footprint of the home that we are proposing. Okay.
And you have not tried any other way of getting this into compliance?
We very deliberately put it in the place where it is. We knew what the requirements were for Kemah on the Bay, 25 feet in the front, 5 feet on each side, 20 in the back, I think that's right, 30, 20, or 20, whatever. And we moved the house somewhat to the right, which is why we're asking for that variance, because we wanted to create some green space beside our house on one side and to the back, so that there'd be, a space between our house and the one to our left, should we need to, we were thinking about perhaps putting in a small swimming pool. And we didn't, if we put the property, we built the house right smack in the middle of the lot and had the 10 feet on either side, we wouldn't have any usable green space to the left of our house, and it would certainly limit what we had on the canal side. So it was our effort to build a home that would have a lot of utility. And that's why it was shifted somewhat to the right. I don't know who wrote the letter objecting to it. We've met the neighbors who are going to be closest to. They have a great big three-story house. It's 5 feet from the property line. They're real nice people. We, took down a tree at our expense that was between both of our properties. They don't seem to have a problem with it, so I'm really wondering where this one objections come from and why no one approached us.
Okay. I'm looking at this that you probably are in a flood zone. You probably have to have it raised certain heights. Is that correct, your house?
Have it raised
to a certain height for your flood zone? Do you?
Yes, the house has to be built on
pylons.
That's
the reason you've got two. You got how many stories? Two now? You're going to make it two? Two-story home?
Yes, two stories and it has a crow's nest.
Two stories what? I'm sorry.
Well, maybe it would be easiest if I have a picture of the front elevation. May I show you that? It might help to, I'm having trouble describing it, but of course.
It's going to be a two-story home though, right?
You can give it to
me.
Yes,
it's a two-story home.
Ma'am,
give it right there.
Give it to me, please.
Yes,
yes, that'll help the board.
I'll pass it down to the board.
It won't exceed any
height. So even with the two stories there, what you're really looking at is you don't need green sides on both sides, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
Yeah.
And you knew when you bought this size lot that you may have that problem. Is that correct?
Well, we were excited to find...
That you want to build a home, that you go...
Yeah, we wanted to build a home in that community again, and we were excited when we found a lot that will, that would enable us to build a large... The home we had before was lovely, and we really enjoyed it, but it was really small. It was two stories tall with a little upstairs, you know, loft area. Mm-hmm. And we, as I said, we have a large extended family, and we just, you know, wanted to build something that would have maximum utility. And that was also the reason for shifting it from somewhat to one side of the lot, so we'd have some green space behind it. And as I said, that it is designed to be well within the requirements of the HOA for Keenwick, and we have their written approval.
Yeah, well, of course, we supersede that, so I don't even want to know about what they require, okay? We supersede whatever the HOA says. So we're working with your 3010, and okay. I see you have... what is this on the... what would that be? That would be the north side. You have the garages, is that right?
Yes.
On the north side?
And that's where we're asking for...
That's where you're asking for
the
variance. Okay,
four feet, 7 inches.
Digest that.
Okay, thank you.
Is that 4 inches we're asking for?
No, 4 feet, 7 inches.
That's opposed to...
Five.
Ma'am, have you considered if we denied this, what are you going to do?
Excuse me.
Build it.
not build it?
No, probably not.
We spent
a lot. Yeah, it's got to be.
You know, we.
This is an estate planning tool, and if I don't get exactly what I want, I just write the checks. The boss and my daughter are building the house. And it's an estate planning tool, and it's got to be a certain
Well, it
way.
Would cost us considerable additional expense and time, obviously, because this was an architecturally drawn home to our specifications. We got the covenants from Keenwick on the Bay and gave those to the architect. He was aware of the Sussex County setbacks. I mean, we were not, we knew that they existed, but the thing is, they have been... you go anywhere in Keenwick and you'll find homes that are built to within 5 feet of the property lines. We're not asking for anything that hasn't been granted many times for other residents
right.
in the community.
I could have put that together. I didn't think it was, you know, I could have gotten the other homes that have that same type of variance. Mr. Brady is actually going to testify in another case here, but I don't know. Maybe there aren't. I don't know. But
I'm just appealing to you. We think it's a reasonable home that it will be greatly to. It will be to an advantage to the community. It's a beautiful home, and you know, as I said, as homes are purchased in that community, many of them are being increased in size. They're adding extra floors to them. And many of them are being torn down and new homes are being built. And so this, it's really hard to get a house in 30 feet and or 40 feet.
They're missing branches in there.
We have 55 feet for the width here. But we built the house, but the house is very shallow. That's the problem. You know, in order to create green space behind it and stick with the required setback for the front, it's just, it was difficult. I mean, it's not a gigantic house. It has 4 bedrooms, has a garage, double garage, has a lot of porches. It's just a beautiful, you know.
And you've given the old college try to put it into compliance. Is that what you said to me before?
I'm sorry.
You've given it the old college try with your architect to put it into compliance?
Yeah. We actually had to have it redrawn, and I'm very disappointed with the first architect, but that's not relevant.
We could have told them to draw it within the Sussex County. We I just didn't think we were going to run into this problem. We didn't think there'd be any, we're really surprised to find opposition because of all the other large homes that exist on our street and around us that have also have had their setbacks reassigned by the county. So I don't know what else to say. We'd like to build it as it is. If you don't approve it, we'll just sell this lot and get out of this deal. We'll lose a lot of money, as we've already talked up.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Knight. Mr. Workman asked me a question in relationship to the number of variances that have been granted. And on this individual map, which includes Kenwick by itself, there have been 26 variances granted. I looked at the ones in close proximity. If you look at your tax map, lot 46, or parcel number 46, had a front yard variance. Lot 49 had a side yard variance. Lot 65 had a front and side yard variance. Lot 67 had a side yard variance. And lot 69.01 had a side yard variance. And there are other, the others are in excess of 100 feet away from or across the lagoon to the rear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What about 53?
Yep.
If it's been done within last year, we didn't have that in our index. We have a printout that's a year old. So we haven't looked at it more recently. Right. So there may be a couple more.
So you're saying on Bayberry Lane, Lawrence, that there are a few variances on Bayberry Lane?
The five that I reference are on both sides of that street frontage.
Both sides of the
and
street.
And then the others are either over 100 feet away or across the lagoon. And you made reference to a lot number. I'm making reference to parcel numbers because the map that they have before them includes tax map parcels.
Right.
So one of those could be.
We lived there 10 years on the same street. And, you know, we got to know neighbors pretty well. A lot of them are still there. But
guess we should have had them write letters for us.
Yeah, we just never thought.
I am very surprised that someone that someone raised this objection.
Me.
You know, without saying, I don't know, Mr. Brady. May I ask you,
ma'am,
in the community, say anything to you?
Ma'am, just address the board. We'll get
okay,
to that later.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I knew he was here, and I couldn't help myself.
Okay, we'll get
because
that.
Because it's just.
We're going to get. We're going
so
to get
capricious
there.
To,
we'll get to that
to,
in a moment, then, ma'am.
You know, shoot somebody's balloon out of the air just because.
The chairman will get there.
Whatever reason.
Ma'am, you never questioned this board that you could be denied. You never thought of that at all.
Oh. What's that?
I didn't. No, never. It's 5 inches or 4 inches, whatever.
No,
I don't even know what it was.
No, it's four feet 7 inches. Did we think that the board might turn us down?
Mm-hmm.
We thought the board might have some recommendation. I mean, there's always a possibility, right? We didn't come in here, I didn't anyway, assuming that you were just going to rubber stamp it. But I did think we were making a really reasonable request and that it would be most unlikely that it would be passed.
Sound like you're starting off and you're going to rubber stamp it, but this board don't do that.
No, she said she didn't think that we'd just rubber
stamp it.
But
she was going with that. I thought she thought, you know, with this.
No, we didn't think it was a rubber stamp process
okay,
at all.
Ma'am.
Okay.
But we did think that we were asking for something so reasonable that the likelihood that you would not approve it seemed remote.
Well, if I said to you,
I've been
surprised. If I said something to you, how would you answer me if I said what really threw me off was, and I think I asked you that twice, I think it will be in the recording, I ask you, you want this? You don't need it. And you said, yes, I want it.
Yeah, I do.
And I said, do you need it? And no, you said, no, I want it.
I need it in the sense that we've already drawn this house. And if we have to go back to the drawing board and take 5 feet out of the front and the back of this house, I mean, I've spent hours and hours with the design, you know, the architect for this, and now recently with the contractor that we are negotiating with to build it, and it's going to mean completely redrawing it from the ground up. And don't know.
You said your architect was well aware of this, that there were...
Yes, he's a local. It's a local architect, but he was aware of... He's designed other homes in this community, and he knew what the covenants were for Kemah on the Bay, and he knew what Sussex County's setbacks were, and he mentioned that to us. And, you know, we kept fooling with this drawing, and we kept running into, if we want to have the green space on the left, then we're going to have to ask for a little bit of, you know, space on the right. And that's where we, the 25 feet in the front instead of, I think, 30.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of homes are 25 feet from the street, because when we lived there 10 years ago, people were complaining about that. And, you know, because of the types of homes they wanted to build, the size of automobiles, you know, everybody comes in an SUV to the beach. Kind of thing.
We'll see if then.
I'm just being honest.
Well, Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson, would you have any further?
No further questions.
Do you have any further questions?
Just clarify.
Clarify.
You're proposing to be 11 feet from lot 54. That's be facing your lot would be on your left.
Correct.
Yes.
What is on that lot?
On the light next to us on the right,
on
facing
the left.
50, on the left.
Right.
It's a small house,
one story
older house.
On your right, looking at your lot again, what is on lot part of lot 56 and the adjacent
that
lot?
That is a three story newer home. More contemporary home, very large home.
So what, they didn't object, as far as we know, up till now, okay? They didn't object up till now, as far as letters or anything. They may be present.
The folks on our right, no.
And
they didn't.
What is on that side of their house? Just the dwelling itself?
In other words, what's between our two homes?
Yep.
Just nothing.
Nothing?
Probably his air conditioning units. No recreational space, no porches or anything like that.
Okay. I'm going to add a little anecdote here. The tree that my wife mentioned that we took down at our expense, the builder told us that I really didn't want to knock the tree down if it didn't have to be, but the builder told me that when they do all the excavation and the roots of this tree, and these people really like the tree, and I had them talk to them that eventually that tree would die and it would cost us even more money because it was a tall tree and very wide to remove it. So I think that has something to do with this situation.
Well, they're not the ones that complained.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Oh, wow. I'm confused then.
The complaint came from the neighbor on the opposite side.
What's that?
The complaint was from the neighbor on the opposite side.
On the opposite side.
To your left.
Oh, really? We've never met them. There's never been anybody home when we've been down to that property.
To the left?
The brown house.
Yeah. Well, from lot 54, your neighboring lot, you're proposing 11 foot, not 4.7 variance to be 5 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, the space between our house, our proposed home, and the lot of the individuals who objected, there's no variance there.
Right,
in fact,
it's 11.
There's extra space.
You actually gave them 11 foot to your property line.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
So they, yeah.
Okay.
It's in conformity, right.
Yeah, are there any further questions? Mr. Mills?
Yes. It appears that if you did move the home over to the 10-foot building restriction line, that you would only need a 3.7-foot side yard variance. And if you moved it back, which appears to be room, is there something that's an obstruction of some sort in the rear that would keep you from moving the front setback?
We could move the house to the side and we could move it back. But the impact of that is we would not have as much green space and recreational space behind our house and to the left of our house, which is the side that faces the south out of the canal, which makes it, you know, much nicer.
Sure, but I mean, if you're limited to if you're given the opportunity to build the house that you want to build, and that's the, you know, the limit that you meet.
But we'll
that.
Have to weigh, which we think is more important, having some outdoor space okay. besides the house.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One.
Okay, there's two. One, two.
Three.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 11,573 under advisement.
And have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we take case number 11,573 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay.
I just want to add one point.
Yes, sir.
Did Mr. Lang say that there was how many variances granted?
26.
26.
And how many on that street?
I just referenced the one thing, close proximity or lot number 5.
So that's not all.
So it was 5.
That are scattered around. All right.
Well, there's other variances
well,
have been granted.
Thank
okay, that's all I need to know in my
for your time and attention.
Thank you very much.
We'll probably call you tomorrow.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.